BBC News with Gareth Barlow. Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has demanded the cancellation of the outcome of the independence referendum held in the country's Kurdish region. He was addressing Parliament in Baghdad. A resounding vote in favour of independence is expected after Monday's poll. Earlier, the Kurdish leadership called on Baghdad to hold talks. The Prime Ministers of Canada and Britain have criticised the decision to impose tariffs of more than 200% on planes exported to the US by the transport company Bombardier. The Canadian firm is one of the biggest employers in Northern Ireland. The US Department of Commerce has ruled that unfair state subsidies helped it win an order to supply planes to the American airline Delta. The former Thai Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra has been sentenced in absentia to 5 years in prison for her involvement in a rice subsidy scheme introduced by her government. Ms. Yingluck fled Thailand last month. Human Rights Watch has accused the army in Cameroon of forcibly returning at least 100,000 asylum seekers to neighbouring Nigeria. It said some of the Nigerians who had fled the Boko Haram insurgency were tortured and sexually abused. The campaign group said the violence was in retaliation for Boko Haram's attacks on Cameroon. Thousands of people in cities across South Africa have been marching in protest against corruption. The demonstrations were called by the main trade union federation. Protesters accused President Jacob Zuma's government of widespread corruption in the awarding of contracts, which it denies. European Union regulators have fined the truck manufacturer Scania $1 billion for colluding with five other producers over prices and emission costs. The EU antitrust regulators ruled that Scania and the other companies had colluded for 14 years. The Palestinian Authority has joined the international police organisation Interpol. The Israeli Foreign Ministry had opposed the move. BBC News.